as I get this going. We're starting a new siman today on a new page, page 262. So last time we were together, we discussed about languages, which language you should daven in. I pointed to Bir HaLacha, which we didn't have a chance to go through. Very interesting Bir HaLacha. Somebody emailed me today. It's been our appreciation. So thank you for pointing out that Bir HaLacha. I looked at it today. It's a fascinating Bir HaLacha. So anyways, it's all about the importance, again, in Kuf Aleph, the importance and the ideas about davening in Hebrew. So in Kuf Beis, we have some very interesting ideas. In Aleph, the Machaber says as follows. You have to be careful with this. Aser leishe b'sok dala amashal mispalo. You're not allowed to sit down. You're not allowed to sit within four amos, whatever you consider four amos, anywhere between 6 and 8 feet, whatever you want to call it. You shouldn't sit within four amas shel mispalo of someone who's davening. Davening, we'll see what. But typically we say davening shmon esrei, but we'll see. Bein melefanav, you're not allowed to sit in front of him. Bein minat stadim, or on the side. The Rama says bein lachorav, or even behind him. The Mishbura says that we go this way, that you shouldn't sit, that's where the achronim, you shouldn't even sit within four amas of someone who's davening, Shmon Esrei. Well, we'll see. The tzarech laharchik dalar amos. And you have to stay away. You have to, if you want to sit down, you have to sit more than four amos away from him. Then you could sit down, but it has to be four amos away.
That's if you're not praying.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah. Very good question. Hold on. Let me explain anything else. Vim osek bedvarim shemi tikunei atfilos. But let's say you yourself are davening. You're not davening Shmon Esrei, you're davening something. You're davening. Afilu beperek ezem akaman, even what we call korbanos. You know? Stuff before Mizmor Shir. Eino sarach laharchik. You could sit next to this person. Now, let's go a little further, we'll see. V'yesh shematir belsek v'torah. Afo pishe eino mitukun atfilas. And some people say, even if you're learning, Mishabura says that it has to be you're actually learning. In other words, you're not thinking about learning, right? But you're actually mouthing the words. So some say, even if you're learning, you could sit next to somebody who's davening. V'yesh misha omer, and some say, dehani mili min atzad. Some say that when we're talking about learning, that's only you could sit on the side. Alva kenegdo, but if you want to sit right in front of him, afilu kamala einav asur. You can't sit in front of him as far as he could see. As far as he could see, you can't sit in front of him. Afilu osik b'kriya shema, even if you are saying shema. The big question is, what's going on here? what's going on here? So we have to realize this. Again, this person is davening, not necessarily shema esrei, but he's davening. So the Mishabura says the problem here is that if you're just sitting around, right? You know, there's a mitzvah, even if you're not doing anything, just to sit in a shul. Sit in a shul. Instead of sitting outside or sitting across the street or going to Starbucks, or just sit in a shul. Just to sit in the shul. Now, not advocating doing nothing. But again, there's an idea of just sitting in the shul is a mitzvah. So you're sitting in a shul, but this guy's davening. So the Mishabura says the problem is, according to some, that it looks bad. This guy's davening. Let's say he's saying Shema. He's saying Shema. So we all know that Shema is being Mekabel O Malchus Shemaim. You're accepting the domain and the rule of Hashem. And you're sitting there doing that. So it looks like, okay, he's in. I'm out. I don't want to have anything to do with it. So now we can understand the halacha. So halacha says if you're just sitting there, shouldn't be. So if you're four amas away, so that's considered like a separate area, it's one thing. But if you sit close by the guy, he's saying Shema or something, or he's davening, and you're not davening, it looks bad. The Ber Halacha brings down different reasons. It brings down from the Maamar Mordechai that the reason is that you can't sit so close to him, and we're going to get to this more when we get to Halacha Dalet, Sif Dalet. That the reason is different. Not because it looks bad, like he's in and I'm out, but rather if I sit next close by to him, I'm going to mess up his kavanah. He's trying to concentrate. We all know, psychologically, believe it or not, they talk about this, that a person, right, Dr. Maggard? A person has like a comfort zone around them, right? It's like usually they say, like, if you get within 2 feet of somebody, right? You ever see somebody who gets like real close? No, I'm not talking about angry, like it's not like a, you know, before a prize fight or something. You know, somebody gets close to you, like back off. Remember there was a teacher I used to teach with, very nice teacher, very nice person, wonderful person. But they had an, that's just the way they were. They, and, you know, I remember like, you know, like, you're feeling comfortable. The same thing also, you know, when a person dies, you know, somebody sits down next to you or somebody's down, whatever it may be, so somebody gets within your spot. So then, you know, you sense it, and you're trying to concentrate, and it messes up your concentration. That's reason number two. Finally, the Ber Halacha, excuse me, the Ber Halacha brings down the Chai Adam a third reason. And you have to bear this in mind when we talk later about Shmoneh Esrei. Somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei. Here we're talking about just somebody davening. Later on, when we get to Shmoneh Esrei, somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, we'll see this idea more. That when somebody's davening Shmoneh Esrei, or it could be they're davening other things, but especially Shmoneh Esrei, the Shekhinah is there. The Shekhinah is there. We don't appreciate that, unfortunately. But the Shekhinah is there. So all of a sudden, if I walk right in front of them, so I'm separating, I'm interrupting between them and the Shekhinah. So again, as we go through this, as we go through Siman Kuf Beis, we're going to have to apply those ideas. In other words, which apply and which don't apply. But again, the idea here is, let's go with the simple idea that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that here we're talking about that the person's davening, or they're saying Shema, or something important like that, if you want to call it that. And I'm showing like I'm not in. So the Mishnah Berurah says that when we talk about somebody davening, what happens if the guy's finished with Shmoneh Esrei? You know, this happens with Kanayin Nahara a lot in this shul. Somebody's, you can tell somebody's finished with Shmoneh Esrei, but in all kind of tzor, you know, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, they're adding in their own things, which is what you could do. And a person's going rather long. And they're, you know, you finished Shmoneh Esrei 5 years ago, and they're still, you know, they're maybe saying, you know, maybe justifiably. So the Mishnah Berurah says a very important thing, and that is a very important rule. And we've seen this before. And that is, as long as the person didn't take the 3 steps back, no matter what they're doing, it's still considered they're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So they could be davening for rain, could be they're davening for, you know, all these other things. It could be, oh, I don't know, he's davening for whatever. It's still considered that they're, as he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Imam Mispal Omeh Betachnun, Mishala Achar Tfila Kol Zman Shlo Pasa, as long as he didn't step back yet, he's still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Same thing applies to going in front of him, which we're going to get to. Okay, so again, in Mirat Hashem tomorrow, we'll discuss this a little more. But again, as we go through this, this is a very, very important halakha, which we're going to see plays out again. Unless you're davening, of course. But again, if you're not davening, there's a very big question about going near someone, and especially not in front of someone, while they're davening or even saying Shema or doing other things. Okay?